Hello and welcome back. Now we're going to discuss the ledger. Accounts fall into two general groups. One, balance sheet accounts, which are assets, liabilities, and stockholder equity. And two, income statement accounts, your revenues and your expenses. The terms real accounts and permanent accounts also refer to balance sheet accounts. Balance sheet accounts are real accounts because they are not subclassifications or subdivisions of any other account. They are permanent accounts because their balances are not transferred or closed to any other account at the end of the accounting period. Income statement accounts and the dividends accounts are nominal accounts because they are merely subclassifications of the stockholders' equity accounts. Nominal literally means in name only. Nominal accounts are also called temporary accounts because they temporarily contain revenue, expenses, and dividend information that is transferred or closed to the retained earnings account at the end of each accounting period. Individual accounts are in sequence in the ledger. Each account typically has an identification number and a title to help locate accounts when recording data. For example, a company might number asset accounts 100 through 199, the liability accounts 200 through 299, stockholder equity accounts, and dividend accounts 300 to 399, revenue accounts 400 to 499, and expense accounts 500 to 599. While using the numbering system in this text, the information chart of accounts used in the first 11 chapters appears in a separate file at the end of the text. You should print that file and keep it handy for working certain problems and exercises. Companies may use other numbering systems. For instance, sometimes a company numbers its accounts in sequential, starting with 1, 2, and so on. The important ideal is that companies use the numbering system. For instance, the company that I work for, we have a lot of departments. So therefore, we have our asset account, say, cash, 100. But within our company, we have different owners, and each owner has different accounts. So for that one cash account, we may have 10 different the same cash account with 10 different departments all belonging to that cash account. So that's how you can number it in different sequences. The MicroTrain company is a small corporation that provides on-site personal computer software training using the client's equipment. The company offers MicroTrain Company is a small corporation that provides on-site personal computer software training using the client's equipment. The company offers beginning through advanced training with convenient scheduling. A small fleet of trucks transports professional and teaching supplies to the client's sites. The company rents a building and is responsible for paying the utilities. We illustrate the capital stock transaction that occurred to form the company in November and the first month of operations, which is December. The accounting process used by this company is similar to that of any small company. The ledger accounts used by MicroTrain Company are... Okay, so here is your listing of your accounts that you have. So as you can see, all your assets, all your assets start with 100, cash through trucks, and then your liabilities, your accounts payable, unearned service fees. Those are all your liabilities, so those are your 200 accounts. Then your 300, which are your equity and dividend accounts. And then your revenues, your 400, service revenue. And your expenses start with the 500 accounts. Okay, and each one has a description of what goes into that account. So what makes up cash, what makes up accounts receivable, and so forth. Okay, and this is called your chart of accounts. To begin, a transaction must be journalized. Journalizing is the process of entering the effects of a transaction into a journal. Then the information is transferred or posted to the proper accounts in the ledger. Posting is the process of recording the ledger accounts, the information contained in the journal. In the following example, notice that each business transaction affects two or more accounts in the ledger. Also note that the transaction date in both the journal The general journal and the general ledger accounts is the same. In the ledger accounts, the date used is the date that the transaction was recorded in the general journal, even if the entry is not posted until 7 days later. Our example shows the journal entries posted to T accounts. In practice, firms post general entries to ledger accounts. Accountants use the accrual basis of accounting. Under the accrual basis of accounting, they recognize revenues when the company makes a sale or performs a service, regardless of when the company actually receives the cash. They recognize expenses as incurred, whether or not the company has paid out the cash for that expense. In the following MicroTran company example, transaction 1 increases cash and increases capital stock by $50,000. First, MetroTran records the transaction in the general journal, and then it posts the entry to the accounts in the general ledger. Okay, so for instance, the top one is your journal. Again, the very first entry has the date, or if you flip to the next page, that's the first entry at the top of that page, so you need the year there as well. Okay, so here, the stockholder invested $50,000 and formed the train company. So cash is debited, that's your asset, and capital stock is credited because they are investing the money into the business. And then at the bottom, you see your two accounts. You have your cash account and you have your capital stock account. And as you can see, the account is numbered 100 and the other account is numbered 300. Okay? So you're going to debit the $50,000 and you're going to credit the $50,000 on the capital stock, therefore keeping in balance your equation. No other transactions occurred in November. The company prepares financial statements at the end of each month. Exhibit 9 shows the company's balance sheet at 2010, November 30. The balance sheet reflects ledger account balances as of the close of business on November 30, 2010. These closing balances are the beginning balances for December 1st. The ledger accounts show these closing balances as beginning balances. Now assume that in December, MicroTran company engaged in the following transactions. We show the proper recording of each transaction in the journal and then in the ledger accounts and describe the effects of each transaction. Okay, so here's your balance sheet at the end of November, okay? And remember, I said the balance sheet has for a specific time, so November 30 is, it's not for a period in between as with the income statement. Your balance sheet is just a specific time, okay? So what's the time you're doing your balance sheet? On the last day of the month, okay? So your assets are listed first, and then on the other side, your liabilities and your stockholder equities, again, for the balance, okay? So your cash is $50,000, your capital stock is $50,000. Again, your total assets equal your total liabilities and stockholders' equity. Okay? On December 1st, we are going to record cash. You paid cash for four small trucks, totaling $40,000. So on your general journal, the first of the month, 2010, December 1, you purchased trucks. Trucks is your asset. And cash is an asset. Trucks will be recorded first because it's a debit, okay? So your trucks is recorded first, and then your cash is actually being credited, okay? So if it were the reverse and you sold the trucks for cash, cash would be listed first and then trucks because you're adding two, which is a debit, and you're taking away, which is a credit, okay? So, and you want to put a brief description of what this journal entry entails, so to record the purchase of four trucks. Simple and to the point, okay? Then underneath you have your truck account and you have, and your cash account, okay? So the posting reference, so the $40,000 that you of trucks, you're going to post it to account 150. So if you look at the posting reference, it says 150. That's the number of the account, okay? So account number 150 is for trucks. And then with the cash, it's posting to posting reference 100, which is the number 100 of your account for your cash. Okay? And then the next December 1st, you're going to pay cash for insurance on trucks to cover 1 year period from this date. Okay, so because you are paying for the whole year, you're prepaying for your insurance. So therefore, we're going to create a new asset account, an account called prepaid insurance. And it's considered an asset at this moment because you've paid in advance. It doesn't become an expense until it's used up. Okay? So you're going to create a new account called prepaid insurance. That is your debit of $2,400, and then you're spending cash, so that's a credit of $2,400, and just simply purchase truck insurance to cover a 1 year period. Okay? And then at the bottom, you're going to post your posting references to account 108, the debit of your insurance, and then you're going to credit account 100 for the spending of the cash. An asset, prepaid insurance, increases, and an asset cash decreases by $2,400. The debit is to prepaid insurance rather than expense because the policy covers more than the current accounting period of December, which I had explained to you earlier. As you will see in Chapter 3, prepaid items are expensed as they are used up. If this insurance policy was only written for December, the entire $2,400 would have been an insurance expense. Okay? On December 1st, they rented a building and paid $1,200 to cover a 3 month period for this date. Again, prepaid. You're paying one amount for 3 months. So therefore, you created a new asset account, prepaid rent, because it's an asset right now until once it's used, then it will become an expense. Okay? And that's where your adjusting entries come in on the trial balance, which we'll go into later. Okay? So, again, record your entries, debit and credit, what needs to be debited and credited, like the prepaid rent is debited for $1,200, the cash is credited for $1,200, and a brief description, paid 3 months rent on a building, okay? And then you're going to post them to the ledger, so you're posting the $1,200 debit to the prepaid rent, and you're posting the $1,200 credit to the cash, because you paid for that. An asset supplies on hand increases and a liability accounts payable increases by $1,400. The debit is to supplies on hand rather than supplies expense because the supplies are to be used over several accounting periods. In each of the three preceding entries, we debited an asset rather than an expense. The reason is that the expenditure applies to more than just the current accounting period. Whenever a company will not fully use up an item such as insurance, rent, or supplies in the period when the purchase, it usually debits as an asset. In practice, however, sometimes the expense is initially debited in these situations. Companies sometimes buy items that they fully use up within the current accounting period. For example, during the first part of the month, a company may buy supplies that it intends to consume fully during that month. If the company fully consumes the supplies during the period of purchase, the best practice is to debit supplies expense at the time of the purchase rather than supplies on hand. The same advice applies to insurance and rent. If a company purchases insurance that is fully consumed during the current period, the company should debit insurance expense at the time of the purchase rather than prepaid insurance. Also, if a company pays rent that applies only to the current period, rent expense should be debited at the time of the purchase. So, on December 7th, we're going to receive $4,500 from a customer in payment for future training services. Okay? So, again, we're receiving in advance money for something that we are going to perform later. So we're going to receive the cash, So that's a debit of $4,500. And then we're going to open a new account, which is called Unearned Service Fees. And we're going to post the full $4,500 to that account. And the explanation, simply to record the receipt of cash from a customer and payment for future training services. Okay? And again, you're going to post the cash to account 100 as a debit, and to the new account, account 216, unearned service fees, you're going to credit $4,500. An asset cash increases and a liability unearned service revenue increases by $4,500. The credit is to be unearned service fees rather than service revenue because the $4,500 applies to more than just the current accounting period. Unearned service fees is a liability because if the services are never performed, the $4,500 will need to be refunded. If the payment had been for services to be provided in December, the credit would have been to the service revenue. So an asset, cash, increases and a revenue, service revenue, increases by $5,000. So as you can see, on December 15th, you have cash of $15,000 debit and service revenue of $5,000 credit. And when you post those, you're going to post to account 100 for the $500 debit and account 400 for the $500 credit. A liability accounts payable decreases and an asset cash decreases by $1,400. An asset accounts receivable increases and a revenue service revenue increases by $5,700. So your accounts receivable, which is an asset, is going to be debited for $5,700, and your service revenue is going to credit for $5,700. And again, posting reference account 103, you're going to post it to account 103, and the service revenue, you're going to post to account 400. An expense, advertising expense, increases, and a liability accounts payable increases by $50. The reason for the debiting an expense rather than an asset is because all the cost pertains to the current accounting period, the month of December. Otherwise, prepaid advertising would have been debited. On December 26th, you're going to receive $500 on accounts receivable from a customer. Okay, so there's your future cash. Someone is going to pay $500 on their bill that they owe to you. So you're going to debit your cash and you're going to credit your accounts receivable. Okay, so you've, in essence, nothing has changed. Your asset account remains the same as a balance, just the accounts are being either debited or credited, okay? Because they're both asset accounts. And again, your equation remains in balance because you're taking away from one and adding to another, okay? One asset cash increases and another asset accounts receivable decreases, okay, by the $500. On December 28th, we're going to pay salaries of $3,600 to training personnel for the first 4 weeks of December, okay? And we're just going to ignore the payroll and the other deductions like the taxes that go along with the salary posting, okay? So for the salary expenses, you have $3,600 as an expense, and then you're going to, because you're spending your cash, you're going to credit your cash for $3,600. And again, you're going to post to the appropriate journal account. An expense, salary expense, increases and the asset decreases, which is your cash. Okay? And then on December 29th, you received and paid the utilities bill for $150. Okay? So immediately you're going to credit utilities expense because it's just for the 1 month. It's not for a period longer than a month. So it's an expense, and then your cash of $150 that you've spent. And your description, pay the utility bill for December. And then with your posting reference, the 511, which is your expense account, and your 100, which is your cash account, you're going to post debit or credit, whichever needs to be debited, credit. So for your utilities expense, it's a debit of $150, and your cash is a credit for $150. On December 30th, you receive a bill for gas and oil used in the trucks, and it's total $680. And again, cash and oil expense of $680, because it's an expense, and accounts payable, because you've paid that bill, and you're taking away from the amount that you now owe someone $680, and you're going to post using your posting reference column to the appropriate accounts, 506 for the expense, and account 200 for your accounts payable. On December 31, a dividend of $3,000 was paid to your stockholders. Okay, so dividends, remember, is included with your revenues, okay? So therefore, you're going to debit your dividends, and your cash, because you're paying the money out, is going to be $3,000 credit. And then your simple description, dividends were paid to stockholders, okay? And again, post to the appropriate general ledger account, which for dividends is $300, okay? And your cash is $100, account $100. The dividend account increases and an asset cash decreases. Transaction 15 concludes the analysis of the MicroTran company transactions. The next section discusses and illustrates posting to the ledger accounts and cross-indexing.